Hey guys, welcome to another exciting episode of So Nigerian Podcast. And today we're going to be telling you why we need to normalize open relationships, open marriages as Nigerians.
We're telling you why you need to run from open relationships. Don't answer this, brother.
We are telling you why we need to normalize it.
Right now, we'll find out in the podcast.
So you guys, welcome back to another exciting episode. Like I earlier said, before we go on, make sure you're subscribed, because if you're listening and you're not subscribed,
you are wrong. Extremely wrong, and you're a wicked person.
And you've not rated this podcast 5-star.
What are you doing?
What are you exactly doing?
Okay, why are you listening to us then? If you don't think we're 5-star,
do you understand? Like,
come on. And if you think you're 5-star, you've not rated us, then why? That's not cool.
Yes, rate us 5-star on every platform you listen to So Nigerian Podcast, and make sure you always drop comments, responses and everything.
Yeah, someone reached out to me last week and he's like, he needs to switch from Apple Podcasts to Spotify so he can comment. And it was really funny because that guy is actually a clown. So please, you know who I'm talking to. If you're listening to this, I don't want you to comment. Other people comment, please, when you see it on Spotify. But you, I'm not going to call your name. Please don't comment. Thank you.
Yeah. Yes, moving on. That reminds me, back to our job hunting episode. So Nigerian guys should celebrate with us because we successfully helped somebody find a job through the podcast.
Shout out to us, man. Shout out. Giving job a one. HR boys.
Those of you that reached out, unfortunately, we haven't found somebody yet but you can still send, we can still in the episode, we can still announce, you know, if you're looking for this show. One of the jobs that we are, job roles that we announced, a listener that is an employer reached out and we connected them and she got the job.
Oh, congrats to you, man.
Congrats.
Really happy to you. Really happy for you, man.
And moving on, speaking of jobs, So Nigerian, we are hoping to enlarge our team.
We are expanding.
You see the reason why we're not even announcing on social media or anything, or even because we won't call listeners.
Yes, we want our own fans. We don't want just random people coming to us.
We want people that have been listening.
People that know how this podcast works.
Exactly, that understands the vision and the mission that we are trying to do. Because see, we're in July now. August, September, October, November, December. See, we are not smiling again. Every week you guys will be getting something.
Guys, non-stop.
So we're trying to enlarge our team and just to make sure that like we are readily available to you guys and we are working as hard to just, you know, help you guys get to where we want to be and just continue to deliver incredible content to you guys. Moving on, or in addition to that, what are we even looking for?
We're looking for a video editor, a social media manager.
That is good with graphics.
So we're looking for two people to work with us.
And also, like, if you're a young podcaster, maybe, you know, you want to understand production. You want to come to the studio because you guys subscribe to our YouTube, because from August, we're going to be going. We've been working out just to make sure we have, like, a sustainability in our video episodes. Yeah. So from August, we're going to be going every episode, video episode. We're going to be going hard. So essentially, what I'm just letting you guys know is we need to enlarge our team so we can make this vision work.
So if you're listening and this is you, it feels like you, reach out to us.
Reach out to me, Dami, and then we can set up a meeting.
Yeah.
Or Isaac, or you can just message So Nigerian Podcast
on Instagram and we'll have a meeting.
Video editor, if you're a young podcaster that stays in Lagos, you know, preferably, possibly Ireland or close to VI. Maybe Ikeja, Gbagara, anyhow, we can try.
You can try.
But it's going to be very hard.
But it's going to be very hard for you. Because
we will not like even that. Man to man. listeners to podcasters. You know, you get money pay now.
But I'm not going to lie, like, it's something you're going to love. We're helping you build your skill. What's for now? At least we're not saying exposure. We're not paying you exposure. We're not doing like regular Nigerian employers. You understand? By helping you build your skills. In the long run, I mean, definitely benefits. There's going to be a lot of benefits.
But yeah, in the long run, there's obviously going to be a benefit. Like, and we have exciting guests. Your celebrity crush might be one of the guests.
Miss your celebrity crush.
But then,
do you understand?
But then, basically, the bottom line, the first point of action is, obviously it's not paid, but we also need people that also share our vision. Like, we don't want complacent people. We don't want people that also share the dream of So Nigerian and that can also help us, you know, carry this So Nigerian name, be part of the team, and possibly just, you know, enjoy the process and enjoy the journey of us becoming a superstar podcast. So yeah, moving on to topic at hand. You guys should just make sure you do well to reach out to us. So Isaac, you were you day against open relationship. What's open relationship say?
Open relationships when two clowns in a relationship say, okay, well, let's go outside and, okay, let me not call them clowns. You know, these days, everybody sensitive to certain things. So let me just say, it's a relationship where the people inside the couple decide to, you know, see other people. They just go outside the relationship, try to, you know, explore other people. Do you understand? It might be emotionally, it might be, you know, it might be romantic, it might be sexual. Do you understand? Everybody has a reason why they're going outside, but basically, that's what me, I think, open relationships are.
You see, the problem with Nigerians, or the problem I have with Nigerians, obviously, like, I'm on this podcast to enlighten people further on open relationships. Because if I'm being honest, it's not so much of a bad idea. But because of our culture as Nigerians, we are all shunning it and acting. Because of how we were brought up, because of religious background and all of those things, we're all shunning this. But open relationship, like, there's literally nothing bad, if you're being honest. It's just the fact of, okay, you guys are lacking transparency and you know engaging in romantic and sexual relationships with other people. But some people, I'm not even going to lie, 70% of married Nigerians are in open relationships.
That's the thing, they're not in open relationships. Why you lying? Why you say 70% they are cheating on each other?
So why don't you just, you know why I say it's open relationship? Because they are aware. It's a monogamous relationship, but you're aware that your husband is cheating. So, like, why not just tell me it's open relationship? I need to go outside and explore.
Open relationship, there's not an agreement that, okay, we can go outside and do this thing.
That's what mutual understanding and consent now.
If my partner is cheating on me, it's not an open relationship, do you understand?
But, like,
I can still come and clear them that why you seeing this other person.
But most Nigerian married people don't clear their partners.
It depends on them.
They'll clear and they'll still stay. Because what we society say, because of the way people condition, Nigerians will condition your mind that outside is tough, outside is rough. Do you understand? Like, so why not just decide to stay in the marriage and they are cheating on you?
The 70% you mentioned now, do you think is both partners are happy that thing is going on?
So if you're not happy, why are you staying there? Why are you staying in the marriage?
Because, bro, it's just what people do. Because you're in love with your partner. Do you understand? It hurts you to see them with another person, but, bro, it's just what it is.
But it's playing against your truth. It's playing against your values. But it's playing against your values and it's playing against your truth. So why are you still there?
That's because everybody has a choice. Do you understand?
Uh-huh.
Do you know that? Have you not realized that most of the time, when most women come out from broken homes, they don't remarry? If you actually notice, like, they don't end up on their own raising their kids. It's mostly guys that go on to, like, find out. So people are just fine with, okay, my partner cheated on me, it's fine, I can be on my own. Do you understand? So it's not really most that, oh, you were cheated on or something, that you have to leave or something. I'm not saying you should stay in a toxic marriage.
Nigerian marriage is just open partner with one partner, no. Saying an open relationship. but basically, because, like, honestly, like, if you're accepting that your partner is cheating on you and you're still staying and all of those things, you know, for your happiness, consider open relationship. For your happiness, just consider open relationship. Because I feel like if you can consider open relationship yourself, you can enjoy the benefits of open relationship.
Never consider open relationship. And I'm telling you for a fact. Let me just put disclaimer. I don't think I've ever tried. Okay, I've been in that situation, do you understand? And I'll tell you for a fact. It's never the two people that are happy being in the open relationship.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
You that are opposing it.
Yeah.
You are supporting it. Sorry, I keep forgetting I'm the one opposing. You that are supporting it. That we are rules. Have you ever been there?
Have I ever been
there? This one are supporting it. You need to see him happy. He's very excited to be so. I think I realize that all these weird relationship concept, he's the one that's always championing it. And what's that one we talked about? Single parenting. And cheating or this thing. He's the one always championing it.
Please don't paint me as.
No, but you can actually look at the pattern. Everyone, you can look at our old episode. What's the other one that we did recently? I've forgotten the other one. You were the one that was supporting it.
I have my explanations.
Situationships.
The thing is, yeah, I'm a very fluid thinker. You know, as a fluid thinker, I believe everybody has the right to understand different values. The funny thing here, in opposing to what you're saying, like most of this is, I know even they do them. You get,
but you agree with them.
Because I agree, like
exactly.
Because I have my personal values and personal. Do you know? I have my personal values, but that doesn't mean I can discredit other people's values and other people's lifestyle choices. Do you understand? So sometimes, like the co-parenting one, I was against it. I used to be against it, but I had a conversation with somebody that his parents divorced when he was 11, and he didn't grow up. Obviously, like that childhood trauma of divorcing and everything ended up helping him understand the concept of co-parenting, because it feels like it turned out well and all of these things. So in the terms of open relationship,
why are you supporting it now? This is the question.
Because, bro, the open relationship, it comes with like a level of mutual understanding. And I feel like, no, let's not lie to ourselves. That some people that they cannot stay loyal to one person.
No,
there are some people that like, no, do you know anything? I've had the conversation with somebody. Some people have conditioned to
hi.
Some people are conditioned to frolic around. Some people, they cannot.
I will never use this phone. Like, yeah. I fought with somebody in my office because of this.
Some people cannot help it. Don't you understand? There's some people that cannot help. They cannot help but cheat. Don't you get?
Then there are something wrong with you upstairs.
There's a reason why, regardless of how everybody understands the concept of cheating, how people even get married in so much in love, and later on in the marriage they still end up cheating. Because, bro, like, mistakes will always happen, and some people make it, some mistakes like this, you have some being concurrent because of that's your nature. See, you cannot cheat nature.
If
that's who you are, there's nothing you can do about it.
I feel like we're going to segue into another conversation, because this thing you just said has pissed me off. I do not believe in any way that there are people in this world that are naturally designed to cheat or be with multiple partners. Everybody has that, you know, choice to be determined to stick to their own partner. Do you understand? I'm in a relationship right now. Do you understand? I cannot now say, oh, because there are people that are naturally designed to cheat, me too, I cannot cheat. People start using that as an excuse now.
No. I'm not saying. Obviously, like, it takes a level of understanding of and self-awareness for you to know. There's some people that, like, there's no relationship they've been that they've not cheated on, that they've not cheated in. They've been in several relationships, and it's something, is a pattern. Honestly, like, when something happens once, twice, three, four times, five, or your seven relationships, bro, and you continue to do this thing. You understand, like, so why are you stressing yourself and just being honest?
Lack of self-control. That's all this thing.
Why?
That's, you're an irresponsible individual. It doesn't mean that you are designed like that.
That doesn't mean, okay, lack of self-control and everything is an irresponsible person, but you know that that's how you are. You've accepted, you are self-aware that, okay, you lack self-control. So why don't you embrace the culture of open relationship?
Come for prayers. You don't embrace the culture of open relationship. There are dangers to open relationship, my
Do you know what I mean? There are obviously that benefits as well. In sometimes, have you heard of all those things where have you heard of all those things that, oh, lucky couples, lucky couples, they will go for orgy, all those kind of things. Haven't you heard of
Wait now. I've heard of it.
You've heard of all those things.
Valid.
You see some parents, some couples, they'll say, you know, our sex has been bad recently.
Yeah.
Let's do threesome once.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Mm. So that thing is open relation. One benefit of open relation is that it will help you enhance and explore your sexual desires. Do you understand? That's a rule that they have life specific kink and all of those things. So it will help you explore. And then it's also in a way to promote honest conversation with your partner. Because for you to be able to tell your partner that, I want to try and explore something sexual. Maybe your partner now in pregnant if you stand. Do you understand? And as you babe, ovulation don't reach, like, things, everything is looking turn on, everything is starting, everything, you're in the mood, And obviously, like, you value the concept of your marriage and all of these things, but you know that your partner will not be able to rise for 5-10 years, but there are other aspects that made you fall in love with him and marry him. So you, for your sexual desire, you can have a mutual understanding, agreement, conversation, and decide, okay, yes, let's explore the option of open relationship, in which it's just purely sexual for me, all of that, this thing. And then regular check-ins are also advisable, like, oh, babe, are you still open with this open relationship thing? Blah, 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 blah. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
If I continue, yeah, if I even continue. I just want to...
extended your point.
I just want to say that I myself will not do open
relationship.
I myself will not, because it's against my values. It's against my personal values. Like, me... like, as a Nigerian man, Nigerian men, it's easy to say that they like open or they can cheat, but they cannot undo the thought of their somebody else, another man putting their baby missionary or doing back shots or doing everything. Do you understand? And it's against my religious background and my personal values. So, like, it's just something that I wouldn't, you know, like, do. But yeah. I'm not against, like, I wouldn't judge anybody. I would understand people that do it. Do you understand?
Yeah. Now, let me speak on my dangers.
Yes.
Firstly, now look at that scenario you painted out. That a woman is married to a man who cannot have an erect penis. Do you think if she goes to meet that guy and says, this is the solution, open relationship, do you think him genuinely would say no? Of course he won't say no, because he knows that he can't satisfy his wife sexually. But in his heart of heart, do you think he would be happy?
That's why it says mutual understanding.
And I'm telling you for a fact, they can never... I don't know. Okay, let me not say for a fact. But I just feel the way I am. I don't think there will ever be mutual understanding in open relationships.
Trust me, yeah. That's the thing. Isaac, I don't think you've met so much people, free and liberal people in this life. There are people that are doing and it works for them.
Avoid me, man.
I'm never joking. It's because of we are Nigerians and we are Africans and we are conditioned to think this way. Or presume these kind of things, but there are people even in that, some Nigerians that have that very free with that thinking and very liberal with that thinking, and it works for them with their mutual understanding and mutual consent that let's do open relationship and let's make it work
this thing for me is never an African or Nigerian thing. Personally, like, I've been cheated on before, Jonathan.
Yeah,
I've seen, in short, let me tell you how crazy this is. I've been the guy wiping somebody's baby, do you understand? And I know how it feels when, like, this girl was with her boyfriend, do you understand? And I'm the one that they're cheating on with, too, do you understand? And I know how it feels, like, because I actually had feelings for this baby, do you understand? So imagine seeing someone you have feelings for with another person. It's sad now. So why would you not say, oh, we can have the open relationship, explore sexuality? Let me tell you something. Emotions will always be connected to sex. For me, sure. Like, that's just how I think. Emotions will always be connected to sex. So you cannot now say, oh, take out emotions and let's just be having sex with other people. Do you understand? There's a very high chance that your partner will now catch feelings. Okay, what will you come? Let me even ask you, come here.
Yeah.
What is the situation where your partner now catch feelings for the person that they are doing open relationship with?
Obviously, like, there'll be boundaries set. That's what I'm saying. There's a level of understanding you get to, and there's a level of communication you have to get to. Mm-hmm. And number two, society keeps on evolving. So in this aspect of, if she catches you, she will love both of you now.
open relationship now. They're loving two people.
What I'm saying is that it's possible. But in the aspect of, society is evolving. Things that were not considered as acceptable. If you just deal with your thinking of saying, I want to be a cake, so you just need to accept that there's some people that will do this and it works for them. But in the sense of say, it's going to be painful emotionally as a guy, make I watch my guy, this thing, babe, blah 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 blah. That's you. That's your own personal, like me said, I know if you stand and make, bro, me my girl, if they laugh at another man joke, I go to fume.
This guy is insecure.
Can't imagine you having the thought of another man putting your baby missionary. Baby, you hold in high esteem. You feel saying that only you for this time, put her for missionary and look into her eyes and all those. Bro, do you understand? So me, personally, one nurse will lose in my head first. Do you understand? Like, I go first, Chris. She gets. So, like, I cannot accept it. But there are other people that are much more liberal. And some people, married people, they'll have a 10 years level of monogamous relationship, and maybe like things have just gotten boring sexually and everything, and maybe there's just somebody that is hypersexual amongst them, one of the partners and all of this stuff, and you as the person, you just understand, say, oh well, your babe to like sex, wait now for your babe to like sex, see that erectile dysfunction, see that erectile dysfunction story now. Maybe you are committed in a religious relationship, everything is looking nice, you guys have known each other 2-3 years, he proposes to you, doing well financially, you are waiting till your marriage night, and it happens that he's pregnant, if you stand. Oh, you not do now, but you love him.
That's scenario, the guy is just wicked. Yes,
maybe he never tried. Is that much of a religious person? Do you understand?
See, in that situation, yes, do open relationship. In that kind of situation, go and cheat on him. Don't even do open relationship, go and cheat on him. But say two of us are marrying while both sexually functioning properly, you now come and meet me and say, ah, deep. First, is how did they even start the conversation? I was like, I feel like if my partner should come and meet me and say she wants to do open relationship, I'm going to leave her. I'm going to be very honest with you. I feel like for you to come and meet me, you don't really love me that much. Or you don't rate me, to be honest. Like, another assumption is you've cheated on me before, you've tried it, and you think it's sweet, so you want to try it again, but now you don't want to feel guilty.
Maybe she feels like...
Maybe
she feels like, you know, that's the... Maybe there's just like a part of a relationship that has just been lacking in her. Sometimes, though, some people, they don't genuinely have a reason for their relationship not going the way they presume it for it to go. They're just lacking that oomph. Like something is just missing. Just feel like something just they missing in the relationship. And they just feel like maybe it's sexual desires, or they just want to like, maybe like, and they come to you to have a conversation. You, when if you take them now, you have open conversation. This is why I can't take this. This is why I cannot do open relationship. This is so and so. And I don't think my opinion and my thoughts will be changing on this. But some other people, like, because of they are trying to be understanding and they'll actually see a point.
Let me ask you another question. Imagine as a child, you see your mom meet another person. How will you feel? And like, you know, like, you're in the same house. You see, like, you know that your parents are in an open relationship. How do you feel?
As a child, I don't think you're supposed to know that your parents are in an open relationship.
No, like, you randomly see your, like, so for example,
You catch your mom with another man.
Yes, and you know your dad knows. And like, he seems fine with it.
That's the thing. If I'm in an open relationship with my wife, you know, and we have
why you emphasize on the if?
And because I wouldn't do it. But I'm saying hypothetically, if I'm in an open relationship with my wife and our kids, and we have kids involved, do you understand? The way my wife and I will have the mutual understanding and agreement to know that kids will not know about this thing, because obviously, like, I would want to raise my children in a family unit for them to have the same kind of beliefs that I had of marriage. Do you understand? Like, because bro, I grew up my mom and dad. Do you understand? Like, I want that same family and all those kind of things. Like, I don't even support co-parenting too. Do you understand? Like, but I understand people that support co-parenting. So the same way I personally believe that or more children should be raised in family units. If you want to do your shenanigans, open relationship, maybe tell your husband, I want to see my second husband today. Take care of the kids. Tell them I'm with grandma, or tell them I went travel. Do you understand? Like, there's something that kids are not supposed to know if you want to instill a certain level of belief or value into them. So, like, that's why I think, personally, I would hide it from my children.
But why do you think open relations have become like a thing now in this era?
Like I said, there are some things that were not acceptable 30 years ago that have become... Bro, society will keep on evolving. You're thinking... Like my father will say, during election, my pops will say, imagine being tribalistic.
In 21st century.
Do you understand? In this century.
Yeah.
But those days, his dad was tribalistic. You know, it was a norm to be tribalistic then. But because of education and society keeps on evolving, my father's friends, my father will tell you that, they were voting Tinubu, voting Tinubu based on Emilio Khan on, he said that he cannot even argue with them because he doesn't even want to create animosity because their condition, like that's the way they think.
There's really nothing.
So like him is much more liberal. We actually think was this person good before he, my dad didn't vote for him. Do you understand?
Firstly, yeah.
So like in that aspect, I'm saying society did change. Some things are becoming acceptable and there's nothing you can do because society will keep up evolving. So just you need to evolve.
That's
your
issue.
You need to evolve your that's thinking.
No.
So
in this context, society is not evolving.
Society is evolving. Another thing is media representation. What people see on the internet, movies. Do you understand? Like things are people are actually like open to so much knowledge is obviously like media representation,
and
basically.
And open relationships are more like a Western thing. And like, that's what we're feeding on right now.
Yeah.
Everybody's watching TikToks, YouTubes. Literally, when I was doing my research on this episode, on before I came to record, I literally saw like a lot of videos on open relationships and everybody was validating it. And I'm like, what is going on in this world? Everybody was validating, like, so somebody's own explanation on why she would choose open relation was she doesn't think, like what you said earlier, she doesn't think she deserves to get only one dick for the rest of her life. Like she feels like she deserves like to taste other men's dicks. That she loves her husband, and this was a married woman. Now I just put myself in a husband's situation. Like, imagine hearing my wife on the YouTube show.
That's a black queen right there.
Yeah, she was even white to start with.
That's a white queen right there.
She was white to start with. I know black women won't do this. My black queens out there, I trust you guys. You guys won't do this. She was literally saying that she loves her husband with all her heart, but she can't take one dick. And I'm like, how are partners watching their people say these things in public? Firstly, I wouldn't think of what my niggas would say. That's the first thing, like, bro, the shaming. Don't lie. If you see your guy's babe coming out to do that kind of thing, what will you tell him? You'll be supportive of me.
It's not my business.
Abi.
It's not my business now. As far as you know, bring
up. If I say you don't troll out. You.
No, that kind of thing. Me, I see my guy nowadays. See, sometimes if I even see my guy in an abusive relationship, I just, maybe now see him like. Except if you bring her to me, say, guy, if you say this thing with my babe, they do, it makes sense. But me, I honestly could just mind my business. She, you get like, this is my babe. She did. If bro, like, it's not in my place to say. Do you understand? So like, I would even say this thing. And the funny thing is, speaking of Nigerian men or say all this, I feel like Nigerians are not even mature enough to have the understanding, or most Nigerians the understanding of the concept of open relationships. And let's not even lie, another thing is, some Nigerian married men should be in open relationships, but because some of them only cheat on their wives because of the thrill. They actually like the thrill.
That was FD.
You're eating forbidden foods. Yeah. Like, do you understand? Oh, you have some sneak. My wife almost catching me. All this kind of thing.
They laugh at them, girls.
Some people actually cheating for the thrill.
Yeah.
Do you understand? That's why. But like, mine is.
You see that? Is that one no sweet? Don't like that. The adrenaline. I shouldn't be doing this, but my wife knows that I'm cheating. She's not doing her own now. We'll not come back home and laugh, watch TV together, act like everything is normal.
If you're listening to this podcast and you're considering open relationship and you're a woman, tell your man to ask your man for a threesome in which a man will be involved to see his reaction of another man.
I can never even imagine.
If a Nigerian man should actually stand, that means his thinking is on another level. Like,
he probably might just have that perception. He might just like men too. That's another explanation. He might actually just like men. But like, for a heterosexual man to agree to a threesome that another person is ramming his wife.
And the funny thing is that some Nigerian men that will say, or you know, as a man, we are naturally polygamous, but they don't feel accept. They don't feel accept open relationship.
They wipe their wife. And do you know how stupid that reasoning is? Like, you want to excuse your own cheating, but when your wife cheats on you, you now want to make a fuss out of it. No, it literally makes no sense. Everybody should do their thing. Do you understand? Now they catch the thief at the end of the day.
obviously, like, I feel like Omo, anybody will then catch, yeah, blah, blah, blah. But Omo, at the end of the day, if you think as a man, honestly, just try, actually reason open. The worst is like, there's some marriages where the husband and the wife, they know see they cheat on each other. So I don't know if you just come, have an understanding. And it's those ones that way, they go, she no be ticket.
Do you mean no, or two of them are suspecting?
Two of them, they know. But like,
yeah, that one's already open relationship now.
They cannot really like communicate to each other, like, yeah, that they know. Do you understand? Maybe based on say the man get money.
I want to even ask you a question. Is there anything like trust in open relationships?
Yeah, trust is very fickle, but then
like if you can openly come and meet me and say, oh babe, let's start seeing other people. There's no you can't do any of that. Like, you can do worse to me. Do you understand?
That's what I'm saying, that like, obviously there will be a level of trust, but why I said trust is fickle is because obviously, like, Nagas talk, there obviously has to be boundaries set in a way that the communication is clear. That okay, if you are in an open relationship, you're not doing more than three guys at once. Do you understand?
Go on,
like, bro. Bro, and like, you have to have like a level, like, you actually have to communicate that, did you see what my second husband, like, you actually have to be open to just like have that level of trust. I know
imagine
that,
imagine you're wiping your wife and she's calling another guy's name. No, picture that scene.
Why should she call another guy's name?
Now, open relationship now, she don't knock another guy, so she's already conditioned that, this is the way this guy is to knock me. And the next thing, she's calling another guy's name.
That one is up to those people that have their sexual desires. Maybe I always to call certain names, call names or anything like kink or whatever. But like, I don't even think, honestly now, those people have times where they are knocking multiple people at the same time. We did not be calling each person somebody's name.
It happens. Have you not been in situations where like you're knocking somebody and another person's, not the name, but like you think of another person in your mind, like the you picture another person in your mind?
I've never been there.
Trisha, I shouldn't have said that. Sorry, we're both virgins. I just remember.
Virgin boy. But yeah, like, coherently, I'm just trying to say that Nigerians, say like married Nigerians, they should just be, they should actually, some of them should actually like research about open relationship benefits, actually go to relationship expert, because it would even work for them better than their current, do you understand? Their mind is the way your mind with mutual understand. And, you know, regular check-ins, are you still okay with this? Do you understand? You can even do it for 2 years and see that more. It's really my wife I really want. You can even understand, say it's really your wife that you want.
My wife don't go meet another guy and she's already gone. Uh-huh. And you can never get that back.
And she will not.
You see, you set yourself up.
That's the thing. As long as you guys are, that's what you don't understand about the mutual understanding in open relationship. She will not go to another guy because it's you that she's with.
Also, another thing, would there be boundaries on who you can date? So, for example, can your relationship be your best friend?
Those are the conversations. You know, family, some people say family and friends are excluded.
Yeah, so
do you understand? Only strangers.
Until she's like one of your guys.
That's the thing, she would not, because there's boundaries, there's communication, that this is what it is and this is how we should go. So like you say, okay, there are people that will do rules. As I did research for this, I see them say they set rules, ground rules, boundaries, everything they. But because they're Nigerian, because of our culture, and I'm proud Nigerian now, why me I know they accept them? I don't feel wrong now.
It's stressful. Let me just put it like that. It's very stressful. I'm not saying people should not do it. If you want to do it, do it. We call it a lot of stress. Why don't you just look for peace? Find the one you love and stick to them. That is just simple. Life is not hard. Find a partner that you love. Let me tell you, love is sweet. Do you understand? And I'm speaking for
if you know you lack self-control, if you know that's what it is, if you know it's your nature to cheat.
Seek help.
Bro, come to me.
I'm a psychologist. Come to me.
Haven't you, don't you watch, you watch all those American true crime clips on YouTube and all, mm-hmm. and TikTok, all these things. Mm-hmm. It's something like, they will not even, I was watching one recently, the guy called police that, he just killed his 17-year-old, he just killed his mother and his sister. He said, he reported to the police, my name, address, this is where I am. I just shot them three bullets to the head. Do you understand? He said, the dispatcher, the 911 dispatcher was saying, he said, I've just been feeling urged to kill anyone. Some people that are self-aware that they are bad people, that they lack. Do you understand? Like, you are, do you understand? Like, That's one episode. Yeah, wait. Mm-hmm. That's one episode we're going to have. Mm-hmm. If you're a bad person, accept. If you have like bad traits, that you know you've tried to accept. Mm-hmm. Obviously, if you're actively working to change something, fine. It will take time, but during that time, you continue doing that bad thing.
No,
because it's you.
Look at that. Look at what I. Look at now. Look at it using the experience that you just gave now.
Mm-hmm.
What it did has affected two other people's lives. They're mm-hmm. gone.
Mm-hmm.
So is that a habit to embrace? No,
it's not a habit.
Always seek help.
It's not a habit to embrace. Yeah, what I'm saying is obviously like if for him to call police, he's not even happy about it.
That's what I'm saying.
So
he should have, when he noticed that he was feeling this urge to do this thing, you should have seeked help, or be sorry, you should have sought out for help before
you think
acting on his bad habits.
You think help just works like that? Like help just comes and help rescue.
Let me tell you,
it's not. See, everything is not. If yes, yes. If yes, no. If no, yes. Do you understand? Like,
but let me tell you something, guy.
There is struggles.
It's like addiction.
Yes,
do you understand? It's like addiction now. People, I have struggled with addiction before. I know how bad. It's not your business. Addiction does not always mean something, a vice or something. It could be like sugar or something. Do you understand? My sister was addicted to Gary before. I'm not even joking. Like, literally, she's always chewing Gary. It became a problem. And I'm not even joking. You could be addicted.
Like, I has told me to buy Gary for hours.
No. Like, she worked on herself. I can't even use that as an example. She literally worked on herself. And she's very good now. Let me tell you something here. Addiction is a bad thing. But then, when you are determined, the first point to healing from addiction is accepting that you have a problem.
Uh-huh.
Do you understand? So in that guy's situation now, you've seen that you have a problem. You have this urge. I can bet my life he never. Okay, let me not say I bet my life. But for him to have acted out that way, you can tell that he probably did not speak out to anybody. That mom, dad, I'm feeling this urge. There's a possibility he spoke out to his mom and she said, go and pray or something. Do you understand? And then look at what happened at the end of the day. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. But what I'm saying is, you should not act on a bad habit, especially when you know that is going to affect other people's lives. There are people now that I saw a case literally. I watch what's the show, Law and Order, and like you literally see people get away from rape cases based on they've been diagnosed for sex addiction. Will I now say isn't that right to say because he's a sex addict, he's addicted to sex, and not find someone to give him consensual sex at that moment? Let me now act on it in an absurd way, and I'm hurting another person. No. Look for help. There are people that go into rehabs by themselves. There's this urge to do this, blah, blah, blah. And they fix themselves. Do you understand? So, no go act on bad habit. Sought help. Thank you and God bless.
Yes. But if you know you're in your recovery process, you know, for example, in the context that we are speaking on, you that lack self-control, you're that husband that lacks self-control. You just like to, once you see woman with big bum like this, regardless of your wife, everything your wife has done for you, regardless of the love you have for your wife, you are just a man. Just know that like you can actively be looking for ways to improve your self-control, but you know, you can explore open relationship, you know, yeah, during the phase that when you're looking for. The funny thing that I also read somebody the open relationship helped them actually like become much more, help their marriage become stronger. There was like I read a couple that, you know, he actually helped them. They did it for a period of 2 years. He helped them. Do you understand? They helped them. They realized how more.
If you're not, are they white?
No, they're black Americans.
Are you serious? Yeah. Yeah. America. Anything happens in America.
And now they're very liberal.
Yeah, they're
liberal. Nigerians, we don't feel like that kind of thinking.
Down safety.
Africans, we don't feel like that kind of thinking. But there are some people in Nigeria that are actually running.
Okay, people growing here on that island. Island safety in America. Things they happen what happened. Island Abuja. They're very sexually rebel.
Abuja, do you understand? Like so society they evolve. Even in the north, I did yes say they happen for Kano themselves.
It's deteriorating, it's not evolving. It's deteriorating.
They evolve. You just find your baby and I get understand. That's the thing. Find somebody that understands you and understands your values. That's all. That's the thing.
Please, if you're a babe and you like me, but you know that you feel the urge to sleep with other people. avoid me.
Then you guys are listening. We actually like to like hear your opinion on this. Definitely. So you guys should make sure you tweet at us.
If you are Team Arose.
We are going to put on the poll, on the Spotify poll, Team Arose or Team Isaac.
I know everybody's going to pick my side.
So I know my people. I know my people that are very high level with their thinking and their support.
Oh, yeah, no wahala. Team Isaac, you guys know what to do.
Team Arose, you understand?
We're actually
going to come back to the Spotify poll next week.
Yes, sir.
So you guys should make sure that I win. Give away if I win.
See, you're already bribing people. I don't have any money. I'm not bribing anybody. But if you know in your heart of hearts, you don't support evil. Okay, let me not call it evil, but
don't call it evil.
Relationship. Make my partner be sick. Hey, go for me. Anyhow, Sha, guys.
Guys, because it's the end of today's episode. I remember if you're interested on joining Soul Nigerian team, if you're interested on seeing Isaac and Arose tire, if you're interested on being in our group chat, you know, just, you know, understanding how production, our creativity process works and everything. Yeah, just make sure to email, because obviously we go scrutinize, man. We have to make sure your vision.
Because we know we're going to get a lot of people applying for this, so we're going to have to scrutinize.
If you're a young podcaster, you know, you want to learn, pick up some skills from Isaac and everything, just make sure.
Oh, I'm sure I have skills. if you want to
follow us to the studio, everything, we have interesting guest lineup. Honestly, you guys are not ready for August, September, October, November.
Thank God, no be saying. No be cho-cho-cho.
This one no be cho-cho-cho.
No be working day.
We don't need to work all these months. So now why you guys, you understand? So like, we love you guys so much. Make sure you rate us 5-star. We love you guys. See you guys next week. Much love. Kisses.
Bye, guys. 14.